Once a line is clicked, users will be redirected to the Communication Details page for the invoice line. At the top of this page, users will see a header that says, Communication Details for Invoice Line, followed by the invoice line number. Below the header, all messages that have been sent and received for this invoice line are listed. Users can sort these messages in chronological order by newest or oldest, use the search bar to locate messages that contain specific words or phrases, or select the Show Only Updates with Attachments checkbox to show only messages with attachments. Users can see how many messages they are viewing, and how many messages there are in total by looking at the text in the top and bottom right corners of the table. To return to the Communications tab and view the list of all invoice lines, click the Back button at the bottom of the screen. For each message listed for this invoice line, the user will be able to see the name of the sender, the date and time the message was sent, the content of the message, and any attachments that are included in the message. As you can see in this example, we have several communications listed for this invoice line. To reply to the most recent message from USAC, full rights users can click Contact Reviewer in the top right corner of the page, which will direct the user to another page to respond. While all users with invoicing permissions for the SPIN number will be able to see the Communication Details page, the Contact Reviewer button will only be visible to full rights users. Let's click on Contact Reviewer.